Good afternoon. My name is Fernando. I'll be the moderator today. As most of you know, at this time of the service, we take time to share with each other what the Lord is doing in our lives or to ask for any prayer requests. If you have any announcements to make, please, this is the time. And you know that we all come from different paths in life, so it encourages us to hear from each other. So please come and share what the Lord is doing in your lives. Today we have a new visitors, first time, I think. So if we can just greet him. Yeah, the first comers, just to say hello.
Yeah, this is my friend Yas.
He's the
first time at church.
Yasu. Yasu-san. Thank you. Yeah, yeah. From Nagoya.
So Young was she's really been Megumi's auntie before Megumi was even born.
Oh, okay, good.
So and Young, we served on the same ministry team in Nagoya together. And then we got to know Toshiko-san through a cafe that was part of the ministry project. She would come and have a lot of coffee. And we would sing a lot of karaoke together. So we are so blessed to have these friends come with you.
Well, welcome. Stay later for fellowship if you have time. Okay, thank you. And so I will write down your prayer request. And then when you come up, please can you say your name so I can keep it. And if you want something to be posted in the bulletin, you have a bulletin and we have some prayer requests there. So if you don't want to testify today, we can... You can give us your prayer request, and we'll put it on the bulletin, so it can be prayed during the week or next week. So, please come up, and I'll wait for you to testify.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Joseph Monsanto. I want to thank God for pouring such blessings in my life. Our contract in Itajima will be extended until March 20. And last February 4 was my birthday. Thank you. Please include in your prayers for my family, especially my wife and my daughter. Thank you. Have a blessed everyone.
Hello, I'm Art. Micah's still in our house, and it was doing pretty well, so we're happy to have him. He's definitely getting better every day. We're really blessed that God answered the prayers to get him out of the house. We knew that he would, just didn't know what the timing would be. And, you know, I was telling Darcy and I do, like, couples counseling sometimes, and I was telling our counselor, I was really worried because I had such little patience with my family, right? And God really refined me and disciplined me about having patience with my daughters and my wife, because I was thinking to myself, oh no, Your whole ministry is to have people that have lots of problems come to your house and tolerate them and love them, and you don't do such a good job with your family, what's going to happen? You know, my family's always going to stick with me, but if I mess up with one of the people that's in my house, you know, it's possible that they would go back to becoming a hikikomori and then never come out of their rooms. But God's given me a lot of grace, and it's actually been, it sounds funny, but in the morning I wake up and I think, okay, I have to be faithful to Micah, I have to be in a good mood, and I have to be responsible, and I have to treat my kids well, because there's somebody else there that's counting on me. Now, why can't I do that with just my family? I don't know. But for some reason, it helps to have Micah in the house. And so I'm just really blessed that God's given me that ability. And we're just really happy to see him grow and just continue to pray for his, you know, he's angry, but there's sadness underneath. And so we haven't dealt with the sadness, but please pray that his sadness will be healed. Thanks.
Hi, I'm Darcy. I just wanted to add just a little bit to what Art was sharing about Micah at our home. Micah really wants to get in touch with old friends, but it's hard to do when you haven't talked to your friends for maybe 3 years or more. And he feels like kind of scared. So I would love for you to pray for courage for him to contact his friends. You know, he's worried that they will be upset or something, but I think almost everyone would be so happy to talk to him. They've been so probably worried about him. And I was telling him so, and I don't think he ever thought that could be true. I don't think he can think it could be true that almost everyone in this room, most of us, you know, maybe you haven't ever met Micah, but probably you love him. He has no, he can't imagine that maybe that's true, you know. So please pray for his heart to understand the love of God that God has put for him all over the place, in his old friendships and in the hearts of people who don't really know him even. So really special young man. And just praise again for time with our friends visiting, and also for Young. It's the first time she gets to meet Yua, and so of course we want her to be Yua's wonderful auntie too. So just really grateful for our friends who are our family. Young was sharing a Korean word for family, which is the definition of the word is the people who eat together. That's your family. And we're sitting at dinner last night, lunch today, and it's like, that's right, that's family. So I think that's a beautiful picture also of how Christ was with his disciples eating together. That was family. So anyway, so really grateful for God's blessing to us with these guests with us. Thanks.
Hello everyone, my name is Miwa. This coming Thursday is Valentine's Day. That's why this present from church for men. I heard only men. That's why, sorry ladies, let's see you maybe next time. So when you came back, go back to your home, take one pack. Thank you.
Thank you. I just want to ask you to pray for my my younger son, Toma. He went to Tokyo. I think I told him last week. He has his entrance exam for the university. So he did the exams last week. And just pray that you know, everything goes well and he gets to go where he wants to go. And then God prepares him for to go. And for my older son too, Ryoken, is starting to work in a coffee shop, so that everything goes well and he gets his, you know, guidance, exactly what, you know, if he can figure out his ways, what he wants to do. And also for my second son, Rikito, he's in Tokyo too, so please continue praying for our sons and in our work, of course. So thank you. Is there anything else that you wanted to be prayed for or anything? Then we can go to the Lord in prayer. This year, Pastor Hiroshi announced that the vision for this church is to pray for a church in Hatsukaichi. There is no church in Hatsukaichi. There was one before, but it closed. So this church is praying that the ministry start in Hatsukaichi. And this church is willing to support that ministry there. So please pray for Hatsukaichi, that the Lord bring somebody or, you know, the Lord is going to work something. And that's Pastor Hiroshi's vision and the vision for this church to, if we can, if God's willing to plant another church in Hatsukaichi, that would be. So please, let's pray for that. And let me get the bulletin.